Blog Talk Radio.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up.
Peace and love. We're back on the air live with the Honorable Stephon Augustus Lambert here to share with us the knowledge of self and the knowledge of who we are, because the lack of knowledge, for the lack of knowledge, our people shall perish. I want to thank this brother for bringing such a huge impact to the radio airways and also pulling me back into the radio arena. And without further ado, give us the word, Honorable Stephon Augustus Lambert. You there?
I am here, and I'm honored because a honorable black woman has bestowed me with honor. And once we learn to honor, respect, and appreciate each other for who we really are, as opposed to what we might want, that's when we become a strong nation that nobody can hold back and nobody can oppress.
Ashe, and that is an affirmation from the day from several other different leaders, such as the Sultan of the Al Americanus of Status Empire. He said the same exact thing, so I know you are moving in the spirit, my brother. The floor is yours.
Hotep. I really appreciate the caller. I believe I have come very close to mastering agape love and appreciation for my people. The experience that we have had is unique. As African descent, Midland people, and if we just go right back to the basics, loving each other, appreciating each other, and then sharing, everything will start to fall in line. So, you know, I hope we have, you know, more callers, because I feel it's truly my calling. So we were talking about Harriet Tubman and Barack Obama. I am proud to say that this man is my president. And I welcome people that feel that he doesn't represent us and he's controlled, because I understand we have been made to feel like we don't have any power, we don't have any control, and what's even worse, we have been indoctrinated to feel like white people is the greatest, strongest race in this country and the world. But what we don't understand is, with the power of our minds, when we believe this, we make that happen. We can use the same power to empower ourselves, because it all starts in the mind. If we love ourselves, we give honor to ourselves, we respect each other, be patient with each other, if we do something wrong, apologize, all of a sudden the energy will be reversed, because we're the original people. That's why they put so much of an emphasis on helping us, brainwashing us, programming us, hypnotizing us to feel like we are less. Because in their minds, in my opinion, they totally believe that we are superior. We don't even talk about superior and inferior because that's inferior thinking. All we have to do is start to love ourselves unselfishly with no conditions, and all these other things will be added on to us.
The meek shall inherit the earth.
You know, I kept looking over my...
You got feedback, brother.
Say again?
You
know, I don't know. I don't know if you can feel my smile.
Yeah, I can.
I can't listen to my notes, the words that you gave me when you told me the subject that the people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And it's like, no matter what we talk about, my eyes keep going to my notes because that is like, it is so deep. It's like knowledge. And when you are a purveyor of knowledge, you have a duty, an obligation, and a responsibility to share it. Now, a part of sharing is receiving. You give and you receive. So I'm learning as I'm listening. I'm feeling with my third eye and with my spirit, you know, and I just keep looking back to that. Knowledge. This is what keeps coming to my mind. We suffer from being distracted. It's like we wake up in the morning, we know we got a routine. We might go to the bathroom, we might cleanse ourselves, prepare ourselves, try to put our best foot forward, and then we go someplace. But most often in this country, in this society, wherever we go has been prescribed because everything was planned. And more than anything, this whole system was set up for us to be consumers only. So whoever is the recipient of our dollars, our time, our life, our labor, they benefit. They reap the rewards. But once we start thinking and say, yeah, I'm going to start time managing myself because I think I deserve more. That's that first step that takes your mind off the TV set, off the video games, off the tragedies of the world, off of thinking, oh, it's this group of people that's more powerful than me because they got money. So, you know, I'll never get in that bracket. You know, I'm lucky to be working a job. Well, now, it's always a blessing to be able to give labor because that's an opportunity to do something good. Think of it like that. You know, if I can do something good, I'll feel good about myself. If I'm learning, if I'm making mistakes, that's not a bad thing. If I learn from the mistakes, then I can improve. But we have to stop being distracted. Because as long as we're distracted, we can't get the knowledge that we need to succeed. Distraction. It's like an illusion. What if the people that designed the distractions, what if they know that we invented everything and the alphabet came from us and they had to blow the nose off of the Sphinx because they don't know how to make a Sphinx. They don't know how to make a pyramid where these large blocks is set so perfectly together it's like a fraction of an inch. They don't even have no machines today that can lay a boulder that size that succinctly, where it will withstand time and the weather and the elements for thousands of years. They don't have that technology to this day. So they keep us distracted because if we start thinking, we start meditating, you know, we get our heads off of the TV set, lift up from from the video games. All these things have a purpose, you know, mental stimulus. But if we don't time manage ourselves and get back into ourselves, what's special about us? What's special about me? What's special about our men? What's special about our women? What's special about these kids that are empty vessels and want to be taught? We will stop being so busy being busy that we'll start giving time and attention to each other. That's what we're doing right now. That's why I'm so into this, because I need this. I need to give back. So I appreciate this opportunity. You know, as much as you want me to do this, or you're willing to set up the show and talk about it and promote it, I'm going to be there because that's what the universe wants me to do. I'm so proud that a black woman reached out to me, because I get certain offers to do motivational speaking, and that's wonderful. But it saddens me because 70%, I would say, of my booking engagements is done by Miss Gamble, Joanne Gamble. She's on Facebook. It's Caucasian, sister. You know what I'm saying? And I want to speak more to our people, you know. And I speak to my people for free, because that's what I'm supposed to do, you know. I encourage them to encourage me, because, you know, it costs to travel, but I ain't worried about it, you know, because God's going to take care of me. But I love this platform that you are providing, and I'm your humble servant. Your turn.
Ashe, my brother, I appreciate you, and I feel the same. We are in perfect alignment. When we found each other, basically the universe put us back together. The divine, most high creator wanted some things to happen and take place, and this is a very divine time in my life that everything is coming into fruition. So I have to do what I am purposed to do. You know, it comes a time in your life when you forsake all others for what the ancestors, for what the creator, the song that has been given to you to sing has to come out and come forward. This is the time for me right now. So
wonderful.
There's no wrong that can be done in this time period, as long as I stay in line and follow spirit. So it is no wonder that we have all come together. You know, situations have happened that look not so desirable on the outside, but there is so much more good that has come from those situations to bring me out, to bring me forth, and for me to find my people once and for all. The true Moors, the true conscious people that are for real about this life, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Everything that is happening right now is in perfect order. And for all those who don't get it, we got to keep moving, because there's too much work to be done. We can bring them to the water, but we can't drink the water for them, and we can't make them drink.
That's right. You know,
so we gotta keep moving and get the ones that's gonna get it, that's gonna catch on, that's gonna latch on as we walking past with our hands out, and for them to latch on. But all of that handheld spoon feeding and all that, I ain't with that, because that's not the time we in right now. We don't have time for that.
What are you gonna say? It's hundreds of people that feel exactly the way you feel. It's people listening right now, and will be listening to it, that feel exactly the way you feel, but they didn't know how to express it. But now they're going to know, because you are expressing a sentiment that reflects the frustration of our lack of competent spiritual leadership. That's what we have. See, it's not a bad word. It's not a bad sentence. It's not a bad paragraph when we say, hey, I'm not knocking you, but I'm not really getting fed, or what I know seems to be on a higher level than what you are presenting. And there's a reason for this, because of the indoctrination of feeling like I need more money as a leader. I want to get more things because I'm a leader, and I'm going to chase money and things because I have been made to be a leader. Now, a real leader, sister, is more concerned about who is following them than they are about themselves. That's a real leader. Anybody that's more concerned about what they want, what makes them happy, what they think makes them fulfilled, over the needs, the wants, the hunger for knowledge and leadership, that's not a real leader. That's somebody who's in a leadership position. And now, the universe is doing exactly what Marcus Garvey said would happen. The sleeping giant is going to wake up. And that's what I feel happening. We in those days right now, as a matter of fact, I think, you know, we right there at the very beginning, the giant is yawning right now, taking in that extra oxygen, you know, to get it moving.
The first will be the last, and the last will be the first.
And we didn't write that. It's just, it's the law of physics. It's like, we'll go around, come around. That's what it is. You know, look at the clock. You know, it goes around. What's a circuit? It goes around. What does the earth do around the sun? It goes around. What does the moon do around the earth? It goes around. That's the order. The reason why we have electricity is because it moves in a circuit. And I'm going to tell you, I hope there's some computer brilliant people out there. An elusive program is called an algorithm. And I'm throwing this out. I hope somebody hit me up on Facebook. I'm Stefan Augustus Lambert on Facebook. If you understand this or if you want to know more about this, what makes an algorithm work is when you can provide an equation of questions, answers, and problems that forms a circuit that goes around. The internet works because there's an order where information can go around. And it keeps going, going 24/7 every second. It's going. And what happens with the World Wide Web, we tap into the wave. It's like a wavy circle. And then we can communicate, and our information is swept, just like waves in the water. You put something in the ocean, the tide will take it all the way out. You can't see it. But you wait. Somewhere along that coastline, the same tide that took it out will bring it back. So the last will be first, and the first will be last. It's a natural order. All we got to do is stop wandering around in the wilderness of ignorance, start to attain the knowledge, and we will stop perishing, my sister.
Absolutely. And I have, in my situation, in these last 12 years, once I became conscious and with the knowledge and intellect I had already had, I was able to grasp this knowledge and this technology of self and really evolve, and I've been a vessel. And I thank my wonderful and precious ancestors every day for allowing me to walk in their footsteps. I left the whole real estate industry, walked away from million-dollar properties, my own office, ever since I was the age of 23, had my own office, to follow this knowledge, to abandon the worldly things that I knew would fade away, to attach myself to something that I know could never fade away, even though at that present time, my family didn't see results, I didn't see results, but I am so glad that I stood fast and stuck to what the Spirit was telling me to do, and here it is, 12 years later, my peers, my people, who I have been representing all these years and have gained international recognition for my work in preserving a empire. They have come forward. They have finally come forward to support me.
Wow.
Okay.
That's something.
I have held to that, and I will die holding to that because I know the knowledge that I have been given, I had to execute it. We are responsible.
Yes.
We are responsible for the knowledge that we have. And if we do not utilize it and execute it, it's been plenty of times that I'm feeling like, oh, my God, I'm just so way ahead of myself. Nobody is going to believe this, but I still did it because that's what the Spirit told me to do. And everything the Spirit told me to do was right and exact. And it wasn't until years later that people caught up to what the Spirit gave me to do 10, 12 years ago. So now here we are today.
Yeah.
Today we're on this call. Me and you have been blasting out the radio show for the last week. I got surprised 2 weeks ago that I was gonna be honored by the Moors, by the Empire of the Moors, and seated, confirmed, and solidified as the Empress.
You deserve
okay.
it. You deserve it. You was called, and you received the calling.
And
you
I
know,
went
you, you
and I went for that calling unconditionally. And see, this is what people don't get, my brother. You have to serve unconditionally and love unconditionally without expectation. You can't say you can't say you helping somebody and then turn around and say, well, I did this. For you. I did that for you. Well, don't say you're going to help me because right now you're doing commerce and you're doing business, so you're really not trying to help me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
When you help somebody and you love unconditionally, you do what you're going to do and you walk away and don't never think nothing of it again.
That's right.
That's how my father is, and I got that from him. You see what I'm saying? And so we come through, we chose to come back here through certain bloodlines and lineages because we knew we had those attributes to come back here and do the work.
That's
might be a little
deep
for some people.
That's deep in the ocean. That's deep there. It is real.
Okay, that's a little too deep. Okay. But I'm just saying.
Somebody needs to hear that.
To add on to what you were saying, as far as agape love, you got to have that unconditional, ride or die type of love. I'm going to be there for you no matter what. I'm going to be there for you if you got money or if you don't got money. I'm not going to think no less of you today because you don't have money or you took a downfall. I'm not going to think no less of you because those are the superficial people out here. They look at what you got and what you don't got instead of looking inside of you and the value you bring to their lives. See, they placing too much false value on stuff that don't even matter. It's going to fade and pass away. I don't care because you got a Bentley, a Benz, or whatever you riding in. What is your contribution to the universe? What is
Thank
in your
you.
Spiritual bank? What's in
That's
your spiritual
real.
Bank?
Huh.
Yeah, what's going to be there when all this other stuff pass away? Let's talk about that, because I know what's in my spiritual bank. You know, these people look, and I ain't never been flashy or none of that stuff, even when I had it. And even when I had, I have it now, but it's not seen in the physical.
Yeah,
I know that, but people that's superficial, you can't tell them that. They think you full of hogwash. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they don't know the truth. They don't even know how to see the truth. But the real ones, and when they honored me today, I was so just blown away and grateful that the real ones, real recognized real. And I thank the ones who came to my aid without even knowing me, because that's the type of person I am. I'm going to come to my sister or my brother's aid first, and I'm going to find out what happened later. You see what I'm saying? That's the kind of love I have for people, especially my Moors. So that's the type of time we all need to be on. If we get all on that type of time, we'll all be stronger than ever before, and constantly pick each other up and don't never let none of us fall.
Exactly.
There's nothing that we can't do.
That's right. That's so true. That word superficial stand in my mind, and for the first time, live on air, and this is good. This is a good step for me. It was something that I didn't want to do. I know I have love in my heart, and I'm very patient, you know, and I'm a counselor. But somebody was being so superficial. They were proclaiming on Facebook that all these brothers, this is the quote, all these brothers claiming to be kings, they ain't no kings, so they ain't got a whole lot of money. Now, this individual, I had been praising this person because when they had hit rock bottom, I could tell, because I can read between the lines, you know, because they had a drug addiction. And drug addictions can burn out those brain cells, but even more frightening is it could tamper with your spiritual compass, okay? So my normal approach is to be patient and encouraging, but I can throw down if I need to, you know, it ain't no thing. So now some people, they will gravitate to me because they want somebody to tell them the truth. And they will nag at you, and they will pick at you and try to pick a fight, but they won't leave you because they want somebody to tell them the truth. So this individual likes me for the wrong reasons, okay? And when I was saying, I said, well, if genetically we have ancestors that truly are kings, were kings, which is the same as are, material things have nothing to do with your DNA. And let me tell you, this person went on and on and on, couldn't fade me, just so happened, and went on and on and on. And I was understanding that when you got that drug addiction thing, that, I mean, that it's like what Rick James say, you know, cocaine is a hell of a drug. All right. They don't really know what they're saying, but my spirit felt, and listening to them and my education, this is somebody that was being paid as a young person, a young woman, and being told that they so pretty, they so this, they so that, and it could have even been some form of abuse. So instead of ignoring this person, I started meditating on it, and it just kept coming to me to tell this person that they were on their way on the road to recovery when they hit rock bottom, but then soon they started getting blessed, that arrogance came back. Okay? So I think
gotta keep that ego in check. We all have to come to that. We have to keep that ego in check.
And not knowing that we need to keep it in check, that's that lack of knowledge. And we truly, truly are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. You know, it's not the weapons formed against you. It's that lack of knowledge, because if you have knowledge, even about weapons, you can know what to do to survive it. If you know about a rattlesnake, you will know that a rattlesnake don't want to mess with you no more than you want the rattlesnake to mess with, you know, to come in your space. He got the rattle to say, hey, stay away from me. All right? The rattlesnake
Absolutely.
Is afraid.
Let's hit on. We got some new people on the line. I want you to hit on the Harriet Tubman piece again. Let's give them a little bit more of that before we go. We got about 10 minutes left.
What I
know about Harriet Tubman. Let me just say this little piece, brother, and I'm gonna give you the floor. What I just recently learned about Harriet Tubman is that I know this woman had a warrior spirit. She was meant to bring the people to the promised land and make them free. They also called her Ninty. She was also a bay. The brother told me her name earlier. Not the brother, the sultan told me her name earlier. She was a bay. She was indigenous, and she knew that, and gave some history of her as well, and gave the breakdown of what you and I talked about the other day about the $20 bill, and how significant this woman was. And you said it best. You know, she was not playing. So go ahead, and I'm gonna give you the floor, my brother, and we're gonna honor the Empress Harriet Tubman.
Okay. We have to start writing our own history and doing our research and documenting it because Eurocentric minds will not be. Yeah.
Her story as well.
Exactly. And Eurocentrics won't get it right. You know, now everybody from Europe ain't Eurocentric. But the Eurocentric mind will not get it right because they're afraid of us knowing stuff. So now Harriet Tubman was a strategist, and she was a patriot. She understood the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence because there was a group of black people that would teach other black people about the Constitution, and they had declared that slavery wouldn't last because it was unrighteous. And they knew that the universe bends to our righteousness. So now, this woman was a leader that chose to sacrifice and help other people. But she wasn't playing. We in a time where we can't be playing. You know, whenever our taxpaying dollars is paying policemen and they shoot us down for an alleged infraction of a law. I'm not talking about breaking a law or even a minor law. We're talking about an alleged infraction of a law, and you get shot. Now, let me tell you why they're doing it really quick, and you get right back to Harriet Tubman. As far as Black Lives Matter, okay? See, we already know white lives matter. It matters so much, they got almost every damn thing, okay? So we don't have to say all lives matter because it's obvious that certain lives matter in this society. It's the black lives that's getting sacrificed out there. So what would happen is this is like 75% of all the cases, might be more, when a black person started saying, well, what am I being arrested for? Are you arresting me? You know, you detaining me? That's when they got killed, sister. Okay? Because according to the laws, you have the right to an attorney. You have a right to remain silent. You have a right to have a court appearance with a jury of your peers well before you get executed. So now, many get executed, but there ain't no video camera around there. So the people that was getting killed were individuals that felt like and expressed that they knew their rights. So he had to kill them so they couldn't testify, okay? So now, here's Harriet Tubman. Knowing that slavery is an unjust law according to the laws and the Constitution that founded the country, which got France and Italy to support the colonies against Great Britain. She knew this. So she knew it was a righteous cause to rebel against this law. So she's a very learned person. Okay? Now,
how did
somebody
she come
on the
into
line.
A, how did she come into being a broker for gold? Do you know?
Oh, okay. All right. Now, see, if you've heard of the Amish and you've heard of Quakers, these individuals came here and they had silver, they had gold. So they were able to acquire land. Most land was homesteaded, but they were independent people. They're independent because they had something better than the dollar. They had something that they can trade all over the place. So it was Quakers that actually had land in the United States before the United States was the United States. So if you had gold, you can trade. You can get some land. Okay. So their beliefs were of nobody is supposed to be a slave. And these are mostly white folks. Okay. Matter of fact, some historians say that Benjamin Franklin was a Quaker. Some people say he wasn't a Quaker, but he dressed like a Quaker. You know, a lot of information out there like that. But anyway, that's how she became a gold broker, because, A, she knew mathematics, and she knew the value of gold. Okay?
Let me
and
say this real quick. I'm going to let you run all the way out until it cuts off. I want the listeners to check the time, check my timeline. Tomorrow we'll be back on the air as well. But we're running down to the last few minutes, so just go ahead and let it rip.
Okay. There's nobody on the line. I want to check. Is anybody on the line?
It's like four people. Yeah.
Well, let's take at least one, okay? And then we'll come back tomorrow night if they promise, you know, to come back online.
All right. I'm opening the lines up if anyone have any questions or comments. We don't have that much time, but we'll see what happens.
If we get your name, you come back tomorrow night. Is anybody out there that is inspired by what they're hearing? It ain't shy. Okay. Well, we'll be back anyway, and you can just chime in anytime you want to.
Finish your thought, brother.
Harriet Tubman was a very learned person, and she was being guided by the same spirit that guided Crispus Attucks and Benjamin Banneker. They knew that this country was for us. They knew this. That was their opinion. It's documented. So they had certain knowledge, and that's why we have to get more knowledge, because if we don't get the knowledge and we don't teach our kids, nobody else is going to teach our kids, and what's going to happen is our kids will get miseducated. We need to have Saturday schools to make them ready for Monday. And that's all I got to say on that, sister.
Okay, we'll reconvene tomorrow at 12 noon, same place, same time. Okay, go ahead. Somebody got something to say? Okay, we'll reconvene the same time, the same place, tomorrow at noon.
And look for us on Facebook.
We're going to keep the lines of communication open. There's a lot of people thirsty for the knowledge itself and the history as well. Peace and love, family. Stay on the fight. Don't be afraid to, you know, ask questions and seek knowledge. That's what we're here for. All right?
Which one call it coming up?
All right.
I hear somebody.
I'm
please.
My children.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, that's a priority, brother. That's keeping it real. That's a priority. Can you be here tomorrow? Can you be online tomorrow?
Everybody is muted out now, bro.
Okay. I got to call somebody that was bringing me some videotape of my interview last week, and so I better try to reach him.
Okay, that's fine. I got the downloads from the other shows as well, so I'll send you that. All right, peace and love.
Good. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
All right, peace.
Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Stand up for your rights.